Welcome to this audio version of a Dear Myrtle genealogy column. For additional practical down-to-earth advice, visit Dear Myrtle on the web at dearmyrtle.com. Thank you. Cuban Research from T. Mason, Dear Myrtle. Since we live in Florida, we're dealing with a number of people from Miami who moved from Cuba. Are you aware of some specific research aids about Cuban records, other than what we have available through the Family History Library catalog? Dear Terry, admittedly, there are challenges when doing Cuban family history research. Owing to political differences and the U.S. restriction on travel to Cuba at this time. I think it is for this reason that few records have been microfilmed by the Family History Library. By checking the catalog online at familysearch.org, the topics for Cuba look to have a broad spectrum of items, but when you click, you find that not much content is in there compared to some 80 other countries throughout the world. For instance, under the topic of civil registration, we would hope to see microfilm of records back to 1885, but that simply is not the case. I personally would find this very frustrating if I had Cuban ancestry, since even the so-called Eastern Bloc countries in Europe have better representation in the Family History Library collection. Fortunately, old Mert here Googled for Cuban family history and stumbled across an important event that's occurring in 2 days in the Miami area. Let me read just a little bit about it. The University of Miami's Cuban Family History and Genealogy Project will honor a gentleman whose name is very difficult for old Mert to pronounce, Francisco Saralegui, and I just absolutely can't pronounce it. But anyway, it's in its first Basque-Cuban ethnic program, which is going to be held Wednesday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. at Casa Bacardi, 1531 Brescia, B-R-E-S-C-I-A Avenue, on the University of Miami campus. Now please go to the website that I provided the link for at dearmyrtle.com. I apologize for not being able to pronounce these Spanish names correctly. You can obviously see Holmert is pretty ignorant when it comes to speaking Spanish. But this event is free and it's open to the public, and space is limited, so you'll want to call 1-305-284-2822 or email. And I provided the link for email. Now, this gentleman, Francisco, and then I cannot pronounce his other two names, is the grandfather of the very popular television host Christina, who is also a University of Miami alumna. Now, the Cuban Family History and Genealogy Project was launched at the University of Miami's Institute for Cuban and Cuban-American Studies with a specific mission to undertake and support programs that document, preserve, and promote Cuba's ethnic cultural roots. Now, they have a pretty varied ethnic cultural roots. Let me mention that this article describing the project explains that there are Spanish, African, Jewish, Chinese, and others that make up this cultural mix of individuals in Cuba. In old Mert's opinion, this event is an outstanding example of living descendants taking the time to preserve their heritage by documenting the lives of their forefathers, even if it's just a matter of writing down the oral histories. In this case, it may be impossible until things change politically to have access to the records if the individual from Cuba now lives in another country. This is very important because if we don't have access to the Cuban civil and church records, which would tell us about the births and marriages and christenings and burials, these normal record groups, it's going to be pretty frustrating to go forward with research. And yet this documentation and honoring of our cultural roots is extremely important. I spoke on the phone this morning briefly with the Cuban Family History and Genealogy Project's director, Jorge Piñon, and found out just a little bit more about the project. But what impressed me most was that he appears personable and very open. And I believe this project will greatly support the family history researchers that you, Terry, are meeting with through your Family History Center in Miami. For further reading, I do recommend that you go to the Latin American Research Outline at FamilySearch.org. That's where I found out that Cuban registration or civil registration began in 1885. I also have provided on this column page the National Library address and the National Archives address in Cuba. I also recommend that people go to somosprimos.com, SOMOSPRIMOS.com, and subscribe to the free e-newsletter that Mimi Lozano is editor of. She always seems to know what's going on in the world of Latino or Hispanic family history. There's also Cuba GenWeb, which is part of World GenWeb. CubaGenWeb.org. Found a lot of links and databases there. There's also a big collection at the University of Miami in the Otto Richter Library, and you'll find that at www.library.miami.edu, and then search for Cuban. You'll find it. Only a few of their items have been digitized. There is a humongous collection of publications in the way of magazines that are part of that collection, the Cuban Heritage Collection. And a few, as I say, a few of them have been digitized and are available online, but not as much as certainly you would find in person. There's such a thing as the Cuban Genealogical Society, as well as the Cuban Genealogy Club of Miami. And also there are a number of Cuban mailing lists, which are RootsWeb mailing lists. I found them best summarized at the Cuban GenWeb site. It just seemed that I had to click around a lot at RootsWeb to even find one or two. And the folks at Cuba GenWeb have done a wonderful job. So, if you'd like to have the actual clickable links to the things that old Mertz talked about in this column, go to dearmyrtle.com, click search, and type in Cuban research. Happy family tree climbing, everyone. That's a wrap.